Opening statements have taken place in New York at Harvey Weinstein's rape and assault trial. For more, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline, speak with CBS News correspondent Matt Piper, who was in the courtroom today. Matt, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Tell us a little bit more about what happened.
Yeah, it was essentially opening statements, which lasted about 4 hours on both sides, 2 hours and 2 hours. His attorneys painted a photo of a guy who had this good relationship with women who even alleged that he raped them, saying that in the years after some of these accusers say something happened, they would still text him, they would still call him, they would still email him, whereas prosecutors say these are alleged victims who say that they were just traumatized by the event, and they also just call him a sexual predator, and they hope that he gets life in prison at the end of all this.
Matt, as Patty mentioned, you were in the courtroom. How would you characterize Weinstein's demeanor?
Well, he's slouched over a lot of the times. Well, you've probably seen the video of him going in and out of the courtroom, and that's kind of what he looks like while he's sitting there. He does look at the jurors from time to time. This was the first day that jurors sat in the jury box across from him, 10 or 15 feet away from him. It's the first time that he did not use a walker to go inside of court, though he has a walker sitting next to him at all times. Then when he left, he used that walker coming out. So on the inside of court, though, where there's no cameras, no phones, no transmitting of anything, he does just sit there very quietly.
Are some of his alleged victims in the courtroom as well?
No, not that we saw today. There were a lot of the public that were allowed. There were 70 media members, 30 members of the public. We did not see any of the accusers. They plan to call as many as six accusers, but there could be dozens of witnesses that testify over the next month, month and a half. The only real notable person who was sitting in the courtroom was Gloria Allred, who represents some of those accusers. But as for the actual accusers, we did not see any of them.
You just referenced a month and a half. Is that pretty much your best understanding of the time frame moving forward?
That's what the judge, if I should say, warned the jury. It was not easy to get jurors who will essentially be missing work for as many as 2 months. He said, given the severity of these alleged crimes and the fact that they have said that they could call more than 60 witnesses, which we don't know. We don't have a witness list, but the judge did say that it could last as many as 6 weeks.
Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. CBS News correspondent Matt Piper.